Hello.
Hello.
Amy Williams, thanks very much for talking to me.
That's fine.
How are you feeling?
Excited and slightly terrified and a bit exhausted.
I have to say that for someone who said, you know, you were glad that there weren't going to be any cameras, you're looking very well.
Really?
Not having any sleep.
Not having any sleep, yeah. Thank you very much.
Do you feel slightly like you're dragging around a corpse yet, or is it all still...
For some really bizarre reason, we're under more pressure than we've ever been before, done it in a shorter time scale and on less money, and I seem to be happier than ever.
Really?
So, yeah, I think I'm just really proud of the designs this season. I'm always proud of the designs, but this season is just so refreshing. And whereas last season I was quite dark, and it was so right for me to do that at the time.
Yeah.
But when you have a very... white uplifting collection, you feel it every day, you know, you kind of I'm just riding that wave.
That's
sort of
great
thing. Yeah,
so tell me a bit more about this collection this season.
I've tried to get quite a few elements in there that really define my personality. So there's still the kind of kooky eccentric avant-garde pieces, but there's definitely a lot of staple pieces in there, a lot of kind of classic beautiful garments.
Sure.
And it's the first time I felt so confident to do really pure, simple, classic. That is a beautiful garment. You know, whether it's just like literally a bodice, but it's the perfectly cut bodice.
Yeah.
And it fits the breast beautifully, it curves over at the right angle, it accentuates the waist the right way. There's a trim to the bottom of it that is on a curve that's just sitting at a perfect angle, and the appropriation of the fabric and the stitching, and it just feels so beautiful and clean and right.
Do you think that's like about you know, as a designer, kind of feeling very comfortable with yourself and like...
Yeah, it's especially when you've got a few seasons under your belt,
yeah,
then you kind of, you know that you've shown off how crazy you can be, or,
sure,
or you know, look how complicated I can make a pattern.
Right.
But it's a phenomenal skill to be able to do a simple black pair of trousers, but they are the best simple black pair of trousers.
Sure.
And, you know, that's just another kind of element that I want people to be able to see in me.
Yeah. Who else's collection are you excited about, like, this season?
Good friend of mine, Jean-Pierre Braganza.
Yeah.
Always love to see what he's come out with. We were both at some Martins together, we always keep an eye on each other and see what we're up to, and, you know, gutted I can't make a show, because I'm the one at the end of the week.
Yeah, you're the last show.
Yeah, last show of the week, yeah. So there's absolutely no way I'm leaving the studio till 4 o'clock on that afternoon,
yeah,
when I turn up at the venue.
And is there a party afterwards?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good fun.
Oh, yeah.
Super. And you're exhibiting as well throughout the week.
Mm-hmm.
Are you excited about that too?
Yeah, definitely. I really enjoy having a stand with on off.
Yeah.
It's just a really lovely environment and good foot flow, and always meet interesting people in the stands, and can have appointments there quite well as well. And I'm excited about the new venue. Well, the replacement venue for the season. Because, you know, it's just, sometimes change is good, you know?
Yeah.
One season of a different venue, it'll just concrete in people's heads that what On Earth is, you know, it's not a venue, it's a initiative.
Absolutely.
And, you know.
Yeah, and it's not sort of embedded in... You know,
yeah,
the Royal Academy. It's
and if anything, I mean, although we all thought it was disastrous at first, if anything, it's just added more publicity to it.
Yeah,
you know, everybody's like, oh my god, the building fell down, the machine's collapsed. You know, and if anything, it's just stirred up a bit of excitement.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
we should probably say at this point that it's at the Royal Horticultural Halls and not the Royal Academy building.
Yep, exactly.
And information can be found on the On-Off website.
Yep.
Do you like the kind of theatre of Catwalk?
Oh,
or do you
completely
find it incredibly stressful?
Well, the thing is, the first two seasons that I actually did for my own label weren't Catwalk, they were lookbooks. And our rationale at that point was concentrate on sales, don't show till we can afford to show.
Yeah.
And then it became apparent to me that the excitement in my work is through the movement.
Yeah.
And there is a showmanship to it, and it just makes so much sense to be on Catwalk. So when I eventually was awarded the first show with On Off, how can you resist?
Yeah.
So we went for it, and it's definitely paid off. You know, you rise to the challenge, you work harder to produce a bigger collection, you know, going to be a decent sized show, and it also, you know, it's chicken or the egg thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you build yourselves first or do you build your press first?
Yeah.
And I believe in building the press first and the reputation and the prestige.
Sure.
And then, you know, the sales follows.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's phenomenal how much it projects you forward every season.
Yeah.
Because after the first show, the difference between the first show and the second show was we didn't quite anticipate the turnout at the second show.
Because
the first show, you know, it's your debut show, you filled the room, but, you know, it's not bulgy at the scenes. The second show totally and utterly blew me away because I was backstage, probably crawling about the floors looking for shoes. and Andrew, business partner, came running in, who's always front of house on show day. It's bizarre, live in the studio with him, sleep on an airbed, and don't even see him on the show day because he's out the front dealing with everyone and I'm out the back. And he came running in and was like, oh my God, Amy, there are so many people in the holding room, I have no idea how we're going to get them in the room. And it was the most electric atmosphere in there. I've got friends or people in the industry that have said to me, you know, they all had goosebumps waiting on the show to start. And when that first track came on, everybody was like, you know, there's just a real buzz in that room.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so it's definitely, that was a real gauge of how much the reputation had grown in just 6 months after doing a first show. So, and now it's the fourth show, so it's just getting more and more exciting, I think.
But do you feel a kind of a sense of pressure as well? I mean, I guess to do with that and also to do with the press and stuff.
I think, okay, I do feel a sense of pressure, but it's not actually creatively. I never ever feel creative pressure. I just zone out, do my own thing, and, you know, people just have to observe or get it or whatever. But I feel a huge pressure financially because the reputation grows quicker than the income level.
Yeah.
So as a small business, it's trying to keep up with how far we want to grow each season.
Yeah.
But also it's a you know, continuous learning curve.
Yeah.
And then last season we had a disastrous season where there were problems with quite a few of our different stockists. For one reason or another, one closed down, one went bankrupt. It just, as a small business, I mean, it just could have spiralled out of control, but we've kept a grip on it somehow.
Great.
It makes me laugh sometimes because the Telegraph wrote a piece on me, like places I like to go, things I've done, like places in the UK, places abroad.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I really put my heart into it, spent a morning thinking, you know, where are all my favourite places? If I could be somewhere now, where would it be? So I, you know, did that. But in hindsight, looking at the page, it really cracks me up because I look at the page and think, my God, people are going to think I'm a lady of leisure, you know, spending all my time in five-star hotels in Normandy and shopping for pottery and
buying just very occasionally swanning into your studio.
Yeah, show me the next twirl, you know, as if that happens. But I have been to all those places, just one when I was seven and, you know, like about 2 years ago when I found that jeweller, you know.
Over the course of a lifetime.
Yeah, exactly.
Just, a couple of months.
Mm.
So tell me a bit about On-Off. I know you're really enthusiastic about On-Off.
Totally proud of On-Off. I see On-Off as like a revolution. Mm-hmm. I have quite a strong statement to make, but I utterly believe in it. First of all, the people that run it are just the most inspirational people. They are full of vision. If there's a way of getting it done, it will get done, or they will find a way to get it done.
Sure.
And that's incredible because it's people that can step outside the box. It's lateral thinkers, and they've got it to the finest, you know, kind of finest degree. It's a tough old industry, and especially as a new designer emerging, financially it's tough, and also it's very competitive. Lots of other people emerging, but they allow us all the breathing space to be ourselves and to show, and there's no hierarchy with being an On-Off designer.
No.
It's, you know, it feels like we're all there together.
Yeah.
Rather than, say, when I've showed with London Fashion Week at the stands.
Yeah.
It was very segregated and there wasn't one message coming from that environment, whereas with On-Off, it's quite magical, I think.
Mm.
You know, with On-Off, if 100 people apply to for catwalks with On-Off, and if there's 50 of them out of that 100 that are good enough for an industry-based audience to come and view their show, then they will show.
Mm-hmm.
if there was only five that season that were of a high enough standard, then that's the way it is. Yeah. You know, whereas there isn't the same accessibility with the BFC or any other organisation I can think of. You know, it's capped at we only take on three more this season or something like that.
Yeah.
Whereas this allows people to make choices. There's room for a lot, you know, and people should be able to grow attached to certain people moving up, you know, or certain ways of doing or modes of thinking.
Yeah. Mm. That being kind of blocked by kind of an already set hierarchy.
Mm.
Yeah.
Or by following, you know, what people are being told is the hot new thing or whatever. People kind of should be able to make their choices, and that's what, you know, if you watch all the shows that are on off, you can, there's so much variety, and you can, people that satisfy different kind of niches, or slightly more avant-garde, or high-end luxury, or streetwear, or, you know, everything's there.
So my final question,
mm-hmm.
I might have to slightly imagine I'm Sue Lawley.
Okay.
In a slightly Desert Island Discs way. Tell me about your ideal, your perfect front row.
Oh my gosh.
Who would be there?
Well, we've got to get a few celebs in there.
Yeah.
I want some people in the red carpet in my dresses. I'd like to get some of the real core editors.
Yeah.
Wouldn't mind Anna Wintour. Or, I think it would actually mean a lot to me to see some artists that are really... I mean, obviously everybody wants editors and top buyers and all that sort of thing. I mean, we could just reel off lists of people that we'd love to be there.
Yeah,
exactly. But it would really make my day if I saw someone I really respected as an artist, or if another designer wanted to come to the show.
Yeah.
Especially if it was someone established that just... You know, especially when I get bigger and bigger... And I see someone else starting out that I think, oh, there's a spark there. I like this person, and I want to go to their show. You know, I want to see what's going on and get into their headspace a little bit. You know, so that would, you know, I always think it's a really nice thing when you see when you spot another designer's show.
Yeah.
You know.
That was a very charming answer.
Oh.
You didn't just say, you know.
Good, I'm glad.
Thank you very much for talking to me.
No problem.
It's been a pleasure. It's been an absolute pleasure, and have a fantastic week and a very good party on Wednesday night.
God. It's going to be carnage.
Yeah. It's excellent.